Federico Garcia Lorca was born on June 5th, 1898, in a little village called Fuente Vaqueros near Granada, Spain. He grew up and became a poet and a playwright, and he lived for a time in New York City. But he came back to Spain just in time for things to get interesting. 1930 was when he arrived. The Second Republic had just begun. And during that time, he became an advocate for those in poverty and challenged the accepted role of women in society. Unfortunately, this caught the eye of people on the left and the right. Eventually, an elected government, the communists, really, is what they were, but they were called the nationalists, it is said, assassinated him on August 19, 1936. And yet, the better evidence seems to be that he was caught in a rivalry between one of the small right-wing splinter groups called the Spanish Confederation of the Autonomous Right and the more well-known fascist Falange group. This is the way it was in Spain during that time. There were so many splinter groups and so many reasons for people to be angry with each other. This is why they don't go back and try to recreate the past. It's against their law to go back and hold people accountable. Today, I thought I'd just read a poem by Lorca called The Road. This is the Lawyer's Road Review, after all, and this one caught my eye. It's about what a road looks like. The Road by Federico Garcia Lorca, 1920. Your lance will never wound the horizon. The mountain is a shield that guards it. Do not dream of the blood of the moon, just rest. Oh, but road, let the soles of my feet be caressed by the dew. Enormous psalmist, perhaps you read souls in the faint tattoos they leave forgotten on your back. If you are a Flammarion of footprints, how you must love the passing donkeys who, with humble tenderness, caress your riven flesh. They alone consider the aim of your enormous lance. Buddhas among fauna, they alone, when old and wounded, spell out your wordless book. How melancholy you are among the village houses. How bright your virtue. You patiently support 4 sleeping wagons, 2 acacias, and an ancient well that has no water. In all your travels round the world, you'll find no shelter, no cemetery, no shroud, nor will the air of love renew your being. But come out of the fields, and if, in the black distance of the eternal, you carve a shadow with your white file, O road, you'll go over the bridge of Santa Clara. The Road by Federico Garcia Lorca, 1920.